Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Manachari Yamuna Tira Manachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
संकीर्तन की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतिरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः
हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4th चैप्टर 25th द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ किंग पुरंजन वर्स नंबर 6th गृहेषु कूटधर्मेषु पुत्रदाराधनार्थधी न परं विन्दते मूढो भ्राम्यन् संसारवर्त्मसु गृहेषु कूटधर्मेषु पुत्रदाराधनार्थधी न परं विन्दते मूढो भ्रामयन् संसारवर्त्मसु गृहेषु कूटधर्मेषु पुत्रदाराधनार्थधी न परं विन्दते मूढो भ्राम्यन् संसारवर्त्मसु
माता
है
word to word meaning, griheshu, in family life, kuta dharmeshu, in false occupational duties, putra, sons, dara, wife, dhana, wealth, artha, the goal of life, dhi, one who considers, na, not, param, transcendence, vindate, achieves, moodha, rascal, brahmyan, wandering, samsara, of material existence, vartmasu, on the paths. Translation prepared by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki chant. Translation: those who are interested only in a so-called beautiful life, namely remaining as a householder, entangled by sons and a wife, and searching after wealth, think that such things are life's ultimate goal. Such people simply wander in different types of bodies throughout this material existence without finding out the ultimate goal of life. Purport. Those who are too much attached to family life, which consists of entanglement with wife, children, wealth and home, are engaged in kuta dharma, pseudo duties. Prahlad Maharaj has likened this pseudo occupational duties to a dark well, andhakupam. Prahlad has purposefully spoken of this dark well because if one falls into this well, he will die. He may cry for help, but no one will hear him or come to rescue him. The words Brahmyan Samsara Vartmasu are significant. In Chaitanya Charitamrit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very clearly explains Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev. All living entities are wandering in different types of bodies throughout different planets. And if in the course of their wanderings they come in contact with a devotee by the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their lives become successful. Even though King Prachini Bharishad was engaged in fruitive activities, the great sage Narad appeared before him. The king was very fortunate to be able to associate with Narad, who enlightened him in spiritual knowledge. It is the duty of all saintly persons to follow in the footsteps of Narad Muni and travel all over the world to every country and village just to instruct illusioned persons about the goal of life and to save them from the entanglement of karma bandhan, karma bandha, fruitive activity. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kathamayam Nadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगन रघुनाथां नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगन ललिता श्रीविशाखां नितांश नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरदृशे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी
वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण। सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवास हियर। यू कैन स्पीक समथिंग ऑन दिस टॉपिक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। सो कौस्तु प्रो समहाउ रिक्वेस्टेड दैट नोबडी इज देयर, सो प्लीज गिव क्लास। आई गेव आई थिंक लास्ट टू लास्ट वीक ओनली, एंड देन ब्रह्मचारी क्लास, एंड सो मच आई एम स्पीकिंग, I should follow also sometimes. So, but he requested, I'm forced, literally. So, so here, Narad Muni and Prachini Maharishad, the conversation is there. And here, Prabhupada is writing, so it is the duty of all saintly persons to follow in the footsteps of Narad Muni and travel all over the world to every country and village just to instruct illusioned person about the goal of life. So Narad Muni went to Prachini Bharishad and he is instructing. So Prabhupada is writing that following in the footsteps of Narad Muni, every devotee should go out and preach. So we will take little bit. We will discuss on this statement of Prabhupada, where he is insisting devotees should go and preach like that. So Narad Muni is a great preacher. what is the benefit of preaching? So the benefit of preaching, going out and preaching, is His Grace Gaurang Prabhu was telling that how when we go out and preach and we meet people outside, so that time we actually come to know, we realize that how the importance of association of devotees is. So when we go out and meet new people and preach to them, and we see them and their habits and their behavior, our appreciation for devotees increase. So sometimes when we stay in temple and see this devotee, that devotee, all devotees, devotees only around. From getting up till night we see devotees only. So we say, hey, this devotee doesn't look nicely. This devotee doesn't eat nicely. This devotee doesn't walk nicely. This devotee doesn't know how to play kartal nicely. So we find some small faults. But when we go out and preach and meet new people, what to speak of, you know. Playing kartal nicely or what? Seeing their behavior and people outside, our appreciation for devotees all the more increase, and we know the importance of devotees and staying in association. So that is one benefit which a preacher himself gets by preaching, going out and preaching. So his appreciation for devotees and association for devotees all the more increase. Just like the example of a plane is given. Just like when a plane is flying, so before boarding the plane, everybody has to carry the boarding pass, and they have to pay for that. But only one person doesn't have to pay. That is the pilot. So pilot sits comfortably, and he doesn't worry. He doesn't have to worry about his seat, you know. And he goes, and then he. Because he is taking others, he is taking the responsibility of others, taking them from one place to the destination. So that's why his seat is booked. He doesn't have to do much endeavors. So like that, a preacher, because he is connecting so many people to Krishna's lotus feet, So his going to Krishna is fixed, you know. So because he is taking the responsibility of so many people, taking them to the lotus feet of Krishna, so Krishna makes sure that he comes first. The pilot reaches first, then others, you know, like that. So, or the another example of just like a doctor, if we get some disease and we search for various doctors and we go, as we go from this doctor to that doctor, you know, as brahmachari we have experience. We get some experience, we get some problem, disease, and then we go to this doctor and the medicine we take, but it doesn't work. Then we go to another doctor, then we try that, and we try all the doctors, many doctors. So maybe brahmacharis know so many doctors, because they go. And if suppose we have got some chronic problem and finally one doctor we find and he treats us, and finally the disease goes away, then we feel so much relieved. And whenever any person who has some problem, he comes to us, what we do? We tell, we recommend that go to that doctor. Although that devotee may be having some other problem, but we recommend that doctor is very nice, you go, because I got treated. So you should go to this doctor. Naturally we preach about the doctor. So like that also, when we are performing our Krishna consciousness nicely and we are getting benefit from that message, then naturally outcome of a devotee is he preaches about the message, because he himself got benefited, he himself got treated, so he out of natural, naturally he actually preaches about this process and tells to others also. So that is a natural one who actually practices sincerely and he is getting benefit, then naturally he will preach. So when I was manager in Kunji Bihari temple, so His Grace Radhesham Prabhu would always tell that you should be not a managing manager, you should be a preaching manager. Because managing manager means just management inside. Sometimes it becomes so much management, you know. For small things also management comes, you know. So management will go on, but put the horse before the cart, you should see. Preaching manager should be preaching manager, you know? Should go out and preach, and then manage also. So preaching is like an integral part of a devotee's life, like that. So because preaching gives so much of adventure, there are challenges and we meet different people and their reactions, different reaction, you don't know how people will react, you know, when you go out for preaching. So there is kind of thrill and adventure that gives joy in Krishna consciousness. So once Srila Prabhupada was in India, in Mumbai, so that time he was very sick. So he was not able to eat also, drink also, so he was like almost like fasting, and so that time later from Shyam Sundar Prabhu came from London and he said that Prabhupada, there is going to be London Rath Yatra, and you can please come, and so many thousands of people will come here, so you will get opportunity to preach. And when the letter reaches to Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada calls his all GBCs there in Juhu, and he asks that, see, currently I am sick, and this letter has come that I should go to London. Shyam Sundar Prabhu is calling. So all the so he tells that you all decide, what should I do. So they recommend that you should go to Hawaii. Hawaii, there is a place where you can nicely relax and get well soon there. So better is that option. So Prabhupada says, you all sit, discuss and decide. So all the GBCs sit, discuss, and ultimately they said that only, that Prabhupada, you should go to instead to Hawaii, you know. And Prabhupada meanwhile tells to his servant that please book the ticket to London, you know. And when they come, they say that Prabhupada, we have decided that our decision is that you should go to Hawaii. Prabhupada said, I already booked the ticket to London, you know, don't worry. I just told you like that to discuss, you know. So So Prabhupada, although so sick, he went to London and participated in the Rath Yatra, like that. And he was so ecstatic there when he went, and all the police in the London, they were with the Rath cart. And when Prabhupada suddenly in the middle started raising his hands and started dancing. And because of that, seeing Prabhupada, all the thousands of people, they started jumping. And the police thought, this is going to be out of control situation, you know. Because of this Swami, everybody is dancing and jumping. So the situation may go out of control. So they go to Shruti Kirti Prabhu, who is servant of Prabhupada. He is walking beside. So they tell to Shruti Kirti that, you should tell this old man, do not jump. He should only walk. Because of him, others, you know, the situation is getting worse. So, Shruti Kirti Prabhu, how can I tell him like this? And anyway, he doesn't tell. And the police goes. And then after some time, again, Prabhupada starts dancing and raising. And again, everybody starts dancing. And then the police comes again to Shruti Kirti and tell, why you are not telling? You should tell this old man not to dance and jump. He should just walk, you know. And he doesn't know. He just keeps quiet. And when the third time it happens, and the police comes and tells him that you should tell him, why you are not telling. So he says, why you don't tell him, you know, why you are telling me. You only tell. And they are about to tell, but they don't have daring only to tell. They return back like that only, you know. So Prabhupada, whole, you know, almost like 2 miles he walks, you know, although he's so sick, like that. So Prabhupada's preaching spirit, we can see that how much he had this spirit of preaching, although his body wouldn't cooperate sometimes. So recently one news I was reading in that one one Christian missionary preacher, he had a great preaching spirit mission. So he went with the Bible. He thought he should go to the remotest part of India for preaching this message of Jesus. So he had taken Bible and he thought of going to the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. So there are like almost 25 islands there. They are very remote islands. So he went with some fishermen. He hired some fishermen's boat and then he went. And there is one island where some tribes live, where nobody goes there. Still now, for thousands of years, nobody has gone on that island. And that island is like protected island where these tribes live. You know, like 50, 60 people are there. But they are very hostile people. They don't allow anybody to come. So, this fisherman told that, don't go there. They are dangerous people. He said, doesn't matter. He gave them some 25,000 rupees something. And he said, take me there. So, they took the money and fisherman took him on the boat, and when they landed on that island, they left, you know, and this fellow went with the Bible, you know, to go and preach. And as soon as he landed there, these people came and with sharp arrows, thud, 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 shot him, his whole body. He was covered with all arrows in his body. And still he was going and showing the Bible to them, you know. And then ultimately he fell there, he was dead, you know, like that. And then they took him and buried them there only in the beach. And then later police came to know that such thing happened. So they wanted to retrieve the body of that person. So when the police went, these people came and started shooting at police also. So police came back. So they went for many attempts to retrieve the body of that person, but they wouldn't allow, you know. So of course this person who was a missionary, you know, Christian missionary, we should appreciate his daring, you know. Although he went to such a place where he knew that he will be killed, you know, like that. So these people are very hostile people, nobody goes, but still he dared to go and preach. So we see the preaching spirit also in, you see, in Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, he would say, Pran Hetu Se Prachar. So, we see in his life, whenever he would travel, on every train station he would stop and there he would give lecture, you know? And there will be thousands of people attending at every station, whenever train stops. Generally we stop and go and fill our bottle, you know, and come back to the station. But he would do better things. He would go and preach, you know, and people would come there and sit on every train station. That was his spirit. Once he had gone to one place in Tripura, I think there the king called, invited him for some lectures, preaching. So there when he had gone, because he would preach very straightforward and cut the smart brahmanas and like that. So those were the ministers of the king. They thought he actually is a very powerful, strong preacher. So we should not allow him. He will expose all the smart tendency and some smart brahmanas here who are there. You know? So they somehow didn't allow him to go on the stage only. Although the king had called him for the lectures, three days some lectures were there. But the minister somehow stopped him from coming to the stage and giving lectures. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would be in his room only. They would not allow. So the king would send him the Mahaprasad daily. And after 3 days, then they didn't allow, and from there he left. And then later, the king didn't understand that why he didn't came and gave lectures, because he didn't know that minister did like that. So later he came and met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and asked that, what happened? I called you for giving lectures, but you didn't give only. So he said, your ministers didn't allow me. They knew that I speak very strong. So that's why they were afraid. They will be exposed. So they didn't allow me. And he said, because I couldn't preach, I couldn't give lecture there. So that's why I didn't took any food also at your place. And he said, but I daily send you the Rajbhog, Mahaprasad. He said, that is not Prasad only, you know. So he said, I only took Tulsi from that. That's all. And 3 days I only ate Tulsi from that. So 3 days he didn't took anything. Because he couldn't preach, so he didn't eat only anything. He said, because I couldn't serve, so that's why I didn't eat for 3 days. So when he went later to Chaitanya Mata, then he cooked himself and ate. So three days he only took the Tulsi from the Mahaprasad and ate. Like that. So in Calcutta, he was like... he would preach so strongly and powerfully. So he would go to this Shankaracharya's mutt or this Ramakrishna mission. There he would go to the mutt, mutt and the library. And he would read their books to know their philosophy. So to defeat them. Already he was so powerful. But he went to the libraries of this Mayavadis to learn their philosophy better. And when he would go and sit in the library, he would read not only one, two book, but he will read the whole library, like that. And these people who were Mayavadis, they started thinking, by reading our books, he is, I think, getting convinced of our philosophy. So they were very happy. But after, when he read their all libraries and books, then he was more equipped to defeat them in the arguments. And later, these people, as we know, that Mayavadis would be afraid when they would see him, they would take a U-turn and go in another direction, like that, because his arguments were so strong. And so when he actually passed away, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he left his body, so that time the main priest, the head of Ramakrishna Mission, he actually came for giving talk, you know? And he said, I have never seen such a person who stood for personalism. So he appreciated the head of the Ramakrishna Mission, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's preaching spirit for personalism, like that. So so this Ramakrishna Mission people, they were so much afraid that they would keep the books of Gaudiya, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, they would keep the books in their library so that they can also study, to defeat. So they also had kept many books. And one of the devotees recently, Pranav Prabhu is there. So he did a PhD on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he went to these libraries of Mayavadis, Ramakrishna Mission. And from they had so much material. Reading those books, he only did PhD from their library, because they had more material on Gaudiya Vaishnavism than us. Because they kept so much to read for defeating. But it helped us only, ultimately. So this... And also when he sent his three disciples to London for preaching, so that time he told one of his disciples that you go there and in the London University, you do PhD and on Lord Chaitanya. So once you do PhD, then you will be very much respected and like that you can preach. People will hear. And the disciple said, I don't know anything about PhD. I know only ABCD, how to do PhD. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually gave him thesis he himself wrote, of PhD thesis, 150 pages. And he said, you just present it there, that's all, you will get PhD. But they didn't do that also. And he had planned to go there to London after that, but they couldn't do that. So we see in his life how... He had that preaching spirit. when we used to go for our bus party, so some experiences I will share. Nice. Now I am not going, but now the experiences have remained. I will tell. So once we had gone to one place in... Jalgaon, it's Nimkhedi. There's one kutir, nice. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra there, one kutir is there. So we had gone in bus party there. So there is one, there also one, His Grace Sundar Shampru is there. Loknath Maharaj disciple, Grahastha, who stays there in the kutir and takes care of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And lot of pastimes are there. So we had gone in bus party. So this devotee, he stays alone there and does everything, and daily evening he has one preaching program there around. I thought, even we don't have daily preaching program. So he goes to different villages around in that Nimkhedi and he gives program. So once we had gone with him, he said, you please come today. So he had taken me and myself and that time one more devotee. So we are going on the bike in the evening, and that place was very far, some village was there. And he had taken on the bike, so I was sitting behind and he was sitting. And we are going in the dark, almost like 7 o'clock or something in the night. And we are going, and the road was very, solitary road, nobody was there. And when we are just going, suddenly one big animal like this, Neel guy is there, cow, jungly guy. So she jumped in the between, like that in front, and it went from one side to another side, it went. And we suddenly stopped. And then later we went ahead. So I was saying that what animal is this? And he was saying, this Neel guy. He said, this is very dangerous. I said, why? He said, few days back, two people were riding on the motorbike on this road, and this Neel guy suddenly jumped. And she jumped on these people only. And they died on the spot. Both of them. I thought, my God, we are saved by some fraction of seconds. So we have such adventurous experiences, while preaching. So, and once we had gone to this one village where we are showing Bhagavad Gita. So one house was there which was very dark, inside in a little lonely place, and had gone there to show book. So that house, nobody was there outside. It's very, very dark, small house. So I went inside. Nobody's there. I was saying Hare Krishna. Nobody coming out only. I went inside, more inside. And it's so dark. I think somebody should be there. And suddenly I saw some light inside. I saw, good, light is there. When I went there, that light was of a TV, And somebody was seeing TV, television. And in the remote part of such a village, somebody is seeing television. And there's an old man sitting there, seeing television. And then I said, Hare Krishna. I said, I come from ISKCON and like that. And this is Bhagavad Gita. You please see this Bhagavad Gita. You can read. It will benefit you a lot. So he was watching TV and then he saw at me. And he said, Mala disat nahi. I cannot see, you know. I cannot read, I cannot see. I said, you can see TV. Why you cannot see Bhagavad Gita? He said, I don't have interest, he said. I came out. I think he, how this fellow inside a dark room in such a village and he is seeing television, you know, with all dish, they had dish antenna. People inside, now in villages also they have, everybody has dish antenna and they watch television, you know. And like that, so I was feeling that this people, this person needs to read Gita and see Gita, but he is seeing television. You know? Old man, like that. So, also, we used to go to this Ozar, Ozar near, yeah, Masik Road. Ozar we would, sometimes we would go in the bus party, there our devotees stay. So there, myself, Varaj Prasad Prabhu used to go. So there generally, because that is a quite remote place of village, there are many this leopards are there, leopards. Sometimes they come. So myself and Varaj Prasad Prabhu would go there sometimes for preaching. So there they had given us one room, yeah, and where we would sleep, myself, Varaj Prasad Prabhu. So, and they had the bathroom outside the house, you know, which was like 20-30 feet outside. You know. So whenever in the night I would have to go for passing water, I would wake up Raj Prasad Prabhu, please get up. Because their leopards generally come in the night. Then I would ask him that you please look here and there. I will go for passing water and then come. And then he would go, then I would watch, you know, like that. And we both, and I would say that if at all, if leopard comes, then what I will do is, I will lock the bathroom door from inside and you lock this door from inside. So I would ask him, do you know what are the symptoms if in advance, how should we know that if some leopard or something has come, how to know? So he said that if you see the shining eyes in the darkness, you should know that leopard is there in front of you. I said, that is very late, you know. I said, how to know in advance? If you see something shining eyes, you know, you should know that leopard is there. So we had a great time preaching. Oh, sir. Adventurous time. But now I take car, you know. So in the car we go and close the windows and then go to the program in Junnar. So there are many incidences. Recently he was telling our there were devotees, Vilas Prabhu, that one mother and child, they were walking in the daytime, 9 o'clock, you know, and they were walking on the road. Suddenly a leopard came, just took away the child and went in the field. You know, the child, small child, walking with the mother, you know, daytime, 9 o'clock. You know, like that, many incidents happened there. So Radhesham Prabhu also had come there for distributing this Bhagavatam. You know? We had taken him. So we told him, Prabhu, that here leopards also come. He said, leopards? They don't do anything, hopefully. So such places also he used to go. So it's quite adventurous to go out for preaching. Mm-hmm. So when, Vaisheshika Prabhu, when he had come, he was telling, when we are in comfortable zone, we should feel uncomfortable. And when we are in uncomfortable zone, we should feel comfortable. Like that. So generally when we are, you know, many times staying in temple, we are in comfortable zone. So sometimes we should go out. So we should feel comfortable in uncomfortable zone. And uncomfortable in comfortable zone. Like that he was telling. So going out for book distribution or preaching, like that. That is very necessary. So just like in Dhruva Maharaj section, Suniti tells to Dhruva Maharaj this verse, Tameva Vatsa Shreya Bhritya Vatsalam Mumukshubhir Mrigya Padabja Paddhatim Ananya Bhave Nija Dharma Bhavite Manasya Vastapi Bhajasva Purusham. So she is actually telling Dhruva Maharaj that you should go in search of the Lord and the Lord will only fulfill your desire. So because just that much she preached, to Dhruva Maharaj. Actually, she was taken first back home, back to Godhead. Although she must have not practiced the whole process. But because she preached and Dhruva Maharaj became a pure devotee, because of that, she got the benefit and she went back home, back to Godhead. So, preaching is useful, you know. Even though we may not perfect lives, you know, somebody whom you have preached, he perfects the life. Then Lord will take, thinking that he may take us. So preaching is actually important and it gives great joy in Krishna consciousness. So here Prabhupada is also mentioning the same thing, that following in the footsteps of Narad Muni, it is duty of all saintly persons to follow in the footsteps of Narad Muni and travel all over the world to every country and village just to instruct the illusioned persons. So we see that Prabhupada, he did that, but he did more than that. So Prabhupada is like Narad Muni who traveled and preached, and Vyasadeva who wrote, sat at one place and wrote many books. So Prabhupada is like combined Narad Muni and Vyasadeva. He went all over and preached also, and he wrote so many books like Vyasadeva. So we can see, following the example of Narad Muni, Vyasadeva and Srila Prabhupada, we should also go sometimes out for preaching. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanandai. Very well. Thank you. Resume.